April 24, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Rightful Obedience. Opening Prayer. Lord, through your word, teach me how to follow you more closely, so that others might see and be drawn to you. Read Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance, while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Idols and altars. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites this, You have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourselves gods of silver or gods of gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. And do not go up to my altar on steps, where your private parts may be exposed. Reflect. Do you ever feel lost in today's world, as if there are no clear guidelines? Do you wonder if anyone really cares how you do things? God cares. If we follow Him, we can't go far wrong. Have you ever had a conversation with someone who obviously knows you, but you just can't remember who they are? And you can't quite pluck up the courage to tell them that? No chance of that here with God. He not only announces Himself, but also reminds the Israelites of how far He has brought them. He isn't setting out commandments as a framework for obtaining salvation. These are people He has already chosen, and He is educating them in the life they need to lead. Pause now and take in the wonder of being chosen by God. The Israelites may have had history where it might not have seemed so, but they must now concentrate on their new life as His chosen people. The path God lays out involves their and our relationship with Him, the first four commandments, verses 3 through 8. The priority is to be right with God. Then comes relationships with others, the last six commandments, verses 12 through 17. God's love forges a path through our lives, demanding our complete obedience in every area. Apply. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. The people were frightened that if they saw God, they would die. Does God's presence ever frighten you? Closing prayer. Father, keep me ever mindful that you have given me everything I need to please you. Thank you that, in Jesus, there is absolutely no need to fear you.